The First Street Common, located in downtown Pittsfield, has historically been a hub for the people of the city, but in recent years had become neglected and ill-maintained. Jim McGrath is Pittsfield's Park Open Space and Natural Resources Program Manager.
The Common has historically been a park that we've really deferred maintenance on, and the time is right for making major improvements at this park.
Phase one of the Common's facelift was completed last May after $1.7 million, including contributions from the state's Gateway Cities program, went to improvements including building a new entranceway on adjacent First Street. Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rick Sullivan attended a ribbon-cutting event for the park last spring and spoke about the importance of redeveloping green spaces in post-industrial cities like Pittsfield.
Parks are kind of the heart of the gateway cities, and they are really important to the quality of life in those communities. And as the communities grow, there will be a bigger demand on these parks.
Last week, Secretary Sullivan announced $2.2 million in grants through the Parkland Acquisitions and Renovations for Communities program for Western Massachusetts. Agawam, Holyoke, Northampton, South Hadley, Springfield, and Ware received awards of up to $400,000 to upgrade and maintain city green spaces. Pittsfield will use its share of $400,000 to help complete Phase 2 of the First Street Common project. Again, Jim McGrath.
The Phase 2 component of the project will see all of the pathways within the park developed, as well as the lighting and those components of the project which most people can't see, the underground infrastructure, the catch basins, all of the drainage components, and a lot of the electrical work.
In addition, solar compacting trash bins will also be placed in the park, and a new rain garden may be installed. A gazebo and restrooms are also planned for the common. McGrath says that the totaled $4.6 million project of improving the common is one more step in the city's revitalization efforts, which also included a multi-million dollar downtown streetscape renovation.
You know, the most important thing is that we're trying to make the Common a destination again. The Common has a long and colorful history as a really important downtown space. And, of course, we've been very aggressive with downtown revitalization, and the Common is a part of that.
Through the park program, the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs is awarding a total of $8 million to 25 cities across the Commonwealth, with preference given to park projects located close to urban centers, public transportation, or serving environmental justice populations. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.